following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there, and welcome to a very interesting Wilson Wednesday. The Wilson home is sick, so we're all at home. And my co-partner, co-host, my wife is sick. And so I'm doing Wilson Wednesdays by myself today. Thank you guys for praying for us. And, I'm just going to share a little bit with what Pastor Bill shared this last weekend. I spent some time with the text in 1 John chapter 4. And I thought, man, it would be really good just to kind of share a little bit about what the Lord was speaking to me during that 1 John chapter 4 chapter. So I thought I'd do that. And the thing that stood out to me the most is preparation for the church against those that would come and speak against the church. And when I say the church, I mean the body of Christ, and the centrality, the Christ being the center of the church, and the importance that you and I both need to put on understanding who we are in Christ, what the Word of God or what the Word of God is, and importance of the Word of God. And I think in this text, talking about the centrality of Christ, the importance of making sure we get and understand who Christ is. Because as the text says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, he says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." And he had already talked about that before. He'd called them antichrists. And we know there's going to be an antichrist, but we also know that there's the spirit of the antichrist in prophets and false teaching. And the thing that hit me was, can the church recognize it? Will the church recognize false teaching or things that go against Christ in their own lives, personally, in their families' lives, but also in the church when it comes knocking at the door? And in this particular text, he's saying, test the spirits. Make sure you know before you follow, or before you buy the book, or you start listening to whatever podcast. Be able to discern. That doesn't sound like it's doctrinally sound. It doesn't sound like that's following in line with Scripture. And being able to discern that is very important. And I'm wondering, sometimes I wonder, if the less we read in our Scripture, in the Bible, the less we'll understand about who we are and who Christ is and what the Bible is. And the less we'll be able to discern against those spirits, the spirit of the Antichrist. And so, I think it's one of those things where in the coming years, there will be a group of people, prayerfully a lot of people at Refuge, who will hold tighter onto Scripture and tighter onto the Word of God. We'll wake up in the morning or at night and spend time with the Word of God. We'll be devoted to understanding the Bible, so that when those times come, that we will be able to discern, hey, that sounds like a false teaching or a false prophet. And quite frankly, as I thought about it, nobody really loves tests. I didn't like tests in school. I'm pretty sure you probably didn't either, but maybe you did. Maybe some people love tests. But here's why. I think tests require you to study. Tests require something of your brain capacity. Tests require you to sit and read and really comprehend, number one, but then retain information. And I think sometimes when we run into those tests, we kind of fail because we're like, I don't really know that. I don't know that. And it's not because of a lack of intelligence. I think it's just a lack of discipline. And so being able to discipline ourselves to know and understand, I think, the Word of God, so when those tests come that come against our faith, we'll be able to discern those. And some of you I know maybe are starting off in your faith, and that's one of those things where it's just, hey, I'm going to be disciplined because I know that there is the spirit of the Antichrist in the world that's going to come against my faith. There are people out there who are going to come against my faith. I need to be able to back this up with discerning wisdom. I do think, obviously, I do think spending time in the Word of God is an important thing. I also would say that the church is an important thing because we're in some ways, designed to refine each other. We're designed to encourage each other, to strengthen each other. God uses the church, not just pastors. Certainly pastors on a Sunday morning need to be teaching the Word of God, so that when those tests come for those people who have listened to the message or listened to the sermon, they'll be able throughout the week to be able to say, hey, listen, I heard a great message that helps me to discern what I believe. So I think the Word of God being taught from on a Sunday morning is important. But I also think the church at large is important. We refine each other. We have conversations with each other. Hey, I don't understand this. I don't understand that. And then we have in the body of Christ, we encourage each other with the Word of God, and we do small groups, and we have all those sorts of things that help to build up the body of Christ. Not just with emotional encouragement, that does happen, but also with spiritual encouragement. And so I think just being able to think about this, the church is so vitally important. Not just because it's a gathering on a Sunday morning, that's important, but because we are here to help each other when those tests come, or when our faith is struggling, to build each other up and to push each other, to push each other forward in discerning. Hopefully that's what this video in some ways is doing here today. Timothy, in 1 Timothy 6:20, Paul writing to him says this, "Timothy, O Timothy, guard what is committed to you. Trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. By professing it, some have strayed concerning their faith." In other words, people have walked away because they've said, listen, the thing that I'm hearing, this tingling of the ears, this sweet sound that's in the world, I'm going to follow after it. And he said some people even walked away from the faith. But I think the encouraging thing here is what Paul's saying is, Timothy, you're a guard of it. For you and for those people, you're a guard of the faith. And I want to be people at Refuge who guard the faith, who know the Word of God, who live out the Word of God, and guard that thing that's been entrusted to us. In 2 Timothy 1:13, Paul says, "Hold fast the pattern of sound words or doctrine, which you have heard from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us." That was just something so incredible. It's almost beyond what we could even think of. But there's this idea that he's sharing, and then actually John will share it later on in this text, is that he says, listen, I want you to keep it. I want you to hold tight onto that doctrine, that sound doctrine, the centrality of Christ as both God and man. And I think Bill talked more about that this weekend. So you could check out that teaching. But he's saying hold tightly onto that. That is of critical importance. And guard it. Protect it. And you're not alone, I think is the thing he's saying there. He said, you're not alone. You have the church. You have the Word of God. You have the church. And he says, listen, you have the Holy Spirit living and dwelling in you. And that will help discern when you come across those false teachings, or he would say this, the teachings of the spirit of the Antichrist. The spirit inside of you will resonate with that. That's not accurate. That's not right. That's not good. And that's not true. And so that gifting of the Holy Spirit that lives and dwells, and he says dwells in us, I think is there to help grow us and strengthen us, but also discern right from wrong. And I do think it's up to us then to be sensitive to the leading of the Spirit and not live lives that are continually pushing the Holy Spirit away and inside of us and saying, listen, I'm not listening to that. I'm not listening to that. We need to live lives that are sensitive to the leading of his Holy Spirit as we guard the faith. Well, I got more. I've got so much more, but I think we're going to stop right there. And I'll stop with this. And he says it in 1 John chapter 4. He says, he who is where? In you is greater than he who is in the world. And there he's talking about the living God who is in you, who's called you, who is refining you, who says, guard the faith. And I want you to bring other people into understanding who I am and my purpose and my plan for them. He who is in you is greater than the Antichrist or the enemy who is in the world. Now, just super clear, not all the world is the enemy. in our eyes, right? All have fallen short of the glory of God. We don't look at people across the street or our neighbors as you're the enemy. No, we look at them as potential people who God would save and redeem. But there is a system within the world and led by the enemy that is the enemy. And that is the spirit of the Antichrist at work. And so we want to rightfully discern that. We want to say, listen, my neighbor's not the enemy. There's an enemy at work. And I'm called to pull people out of darkness and into light by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so that's us today. And I want to pray for you that we could be those people at Refuge. Lord, would you today strengthen us to be guards of your strong truth, guards about who you are, that we'd be watchmen at the wall to guard against the enemy who would come in and rob, steal, and destroy and take people's eternity away from them. Lord, would we be people who stand for truth, that we would be so wise about understanding what you've called us to, who Jesus is, Lord, about your word, about the importance of the church and who we are as the church. Lord, would you strengthen us for that? And Lord, would you just bless our days today as we walk this out, this life out for you? I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, you guys. Hopefully my co-partner will be back with us next week. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.